This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, the great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too. Now, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, thank you very much for keeping us free and safe. It's been a rough weekend for the first responders, with not only some cops getting killed, but also this helicopter crash. We'll tell you all about that in just a second. But to all the people working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or where you're doing it or how you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch website. Well, joining us right now, we have got Frank Salvato. He is with the Underground USA Top Secret Can't Tell Nobody What He's Doing podcast, right?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. We can do that. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And good morning, Mr. Flip. Flip is chiming in today, so he's saying good morning to us, so good morning back to him.
Yeah, good morning, Flip.
Now, a terrible helicopter crash yesterday, I guess it was about 9:47 local time in California, killed former NBA superstar Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter who was riding aboard, seven others, some of whom were involved with the daughter's basketball team because she had two members of her team, I believe, were on board. She had her coach, her female coach, and her daughter, who played, along with the Orange Coast College coach, his wife, and her daughter, or their daughter, rather, who also played with Gigi, that was her name, Bryant. And this young lady, Kobe's daughter, was apparently a real up-and-coming rising superstar amongst women's basketball.
Well, you know, this is a tragedy. I know the names have been published. Normally, people wait until the NTSB has been there to give those people some time for some closure. But because there's so many high profile people involved, it's hit the media. Everything about this crash is tragic. You know, an entire family got wiped out. A sport lost a superstar. A region lost somebody who was a hero. Even if it was a sports figure, you know, heroes are, it's a weird definition today.
Sure.
He seemed all around like a good guy. He was with his daughter, you know. So there's a lot of tragedy to go around in this. I think I'm going to reserve my thoughts about, the kinematics of injury and stuff until after the NTSB has released its findings in their investigation. And that's something, you know, we're talking about before the, before we took the air just now is, you know, people were asking why the bodies are lingering at the scene.
That's right.
The way that the bodies present for the National Transportation Safety Boards tells a lot about the kinematics of injury and death, and a lot about what happened inside that aircraft when it crashed. So it's about finding out what happened with all the evidence there so that maybe tragedies in the future can be avoided.
Yeah, and this is something that I've gone through. I went through one aircraft crash in my career in the fire service. It was a Mohawk passenger jet with 39 people aboard, and everybody got killed. They basically scattered the plane across about a mile and a half area of a cornfield. Of a cow pasture, not a cornfield. They were coming in for a landing, and all of a sudden they lost their power, and down they went. There was no place for them to land. They were trying to get to a small airport, and they couldn't get there. So they basically put it down, and when they did, it just, that was the end of it. But, these are not pretty scenes, and, I really feel for the first responders because this, you never forget.
No, these are horrific scenes, and any kind of it's bad enough when you're dealing with highway accidents and traffic accidents because metal does something to a human body when things happen at a high rate of speed.
Yep.
This is magnified by 10, 20, 30, 50, 100.
Mm-hmm.
So the first responders who rappelled in, who hoofed it out there with the hoses and the first responder medical equipment, they're going to remember this.
Yeah, and the first responders that got to the scene actually were dropped in by helicopter in the midst of the flames around them. They were two paramedics, they call them fire medics now, that were on board the aircraft that were dropped down from the helicopter to see if they could save anybody's life, and it was way too late.
Yeah, I mean, the first responders responded in a timely fashion and did what they tried to do, but sometimes there's just nothing to do.
Yep, and then, of course, they had a fire over about a football field area, north, south, east, west, going on, too, so they had to put the fire out, which I noticed that what they finally wound up getting up in there with was a four-wheel drive brush truck.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the equipment, and they've got the ability, but sometimes things are so instantaneous when they happen like this, there's nothing to do.
Well, as we said, folks, they will be examining this. The NTSB will be on scene today, and we'll hear a little bit more, and we may get a preliminary indication as to what's going on, and I'll be right back with Frank Silvato. And somebody asked me about a black box. Well, they don't all have black boxes, but this one might have. This one might have because of the type of helicopter that it was. All right, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and Wayne will be a guest Thursday on the program, so you want to be listening to him. He's got some information about the president. He and the president talked apparently over the weekend, and he's going to tell us what is going on in his world with the president. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Find out more about them online, mossnissan.com. Now, while most car dealerships have as few as 30 pre-owned vehicles at any time available for sale, when you shop at one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships, you have hundreds, over 350 pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from because of the volume of new car sales they do. Now, you'll get great peace of mind because every used car bought or truck from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. And with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotations, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car or truck to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and a whole bunch more. Now, you'll save thousands at Moss Nissan because all pre-owned cars and trucks are marked wholesale to the public. Now, Moss Nissan helps you to get the credit you deserve. In fact, they work with over 40 banks so you can get the best interest rates possible. And You, if you have a job and you can verify your income, you probably can get a loan. So, three Moss locations available. The first one, U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey. The second one, U.S. 19 in Crystal River. And now, the all-new Moss Nissan and Moss Acura 2 at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, make sure you check them out online at MossNissan.com. MossNissan.com. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Frank Silvato managing. Well, I almost did it. Frank Silvato of the Underground USA podcast. I'm telling you, 18 years, tough habit to break. All right, let's talk about John Bolton, my friend, because the headline in the New York Times reads as follows. Bolton's book alleges Trump tied aid to investigations. What's wrong with that headline?
Well, it's not a book. It's a manuscript, and I don't think a lot of people understand how people write books inside the Beltway. You know, this is it's a disingenuous headline at best. Does he have a contract to have a book come out? Sure he does. But this is a manuscript that's probably a rough draft. Most of the people inside the Beltway, ladies and gentlemen, don't sit down behind a keyboard and pound out their books. They give relevant information to a ghostwriter who writes a rough manuscript that the person goes over, and then he sits down with an editor and they edit the book. But there's not a lot of, I'm taking 3 months off to write a book. It doesn't really work that way. It's very, very, very seldom these days. So this is probably a manuscript that was put together, cobbled together with information by a ghostwriter. May not have even been edited yet. It certainly hasn't been vetted by the NSA yet.
There you go. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and with his station, with his former station, that's something that has to be vetted by national security teams because he was privileged to information. We don't even know if the manuscript is wholly accurate or not, and we don't know who released it because it wasn't Bolton.
Nope. And I guarantee you, if they find out who released this, and it was a ghostwriter or someone in a publishing firm, I guarantee you, because this could be, again, that the NSA could rate this as being classified information that shouldn't have been released, this, that, and the other private conversation with the president. And we don't even know if it was or wasn't. We don't know if it was made up or what the deal was. But I guarantee you somebody is going to pay for this one. Legally.
Oh, yeah.
Legally.
And this brings up a larger issue with society in general. We have become a society of immediate reaction before we find out any facts or clarify anything. Even in local elections, I'm seeing there's an election happening right here where I live, where people on social media they hear half a sentence and they're declaring facts and getting into arguments over them. First source your stuff. Don't listen to, you know, there was a beautiful meme out there with Dan Rather and Brian Williams, and it said, of course we're not going to first source our material before an election. You know, you have to first source your stuff now. If you don't first source your stuff, there's just way too many places in the information line where things can get exaggerated, altered from the truth, and manufactured, and you open yourself up to vulnerability. Yep. So, you know, New York Times headline, boy, I'd triple check that thing.
And then when it went to Bloomberg, not to mention the fact it wound up at MSNBC and CNN, forget about those places. Now, hold on a minute, because we got a caller. And I think the caller might have a question. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, I got a comment I want to get to Frank Salvano, because he's from Chicago. He knows the Obama rise from when they were nobody, and he knows how Chicago works.
He knows the dailies.
Here's my take. Mm-hmm. Now, Michelle Obama has said repeatedly she doesn't want to be president, and I believe her. But if you follow the leftists and the progressive and the Hollywood websites and so forth, you know, Obama's walk on water, and she's getting all these awards and stuff. She's a no-talent hack, in my opinion. But at any rate, they're keeping her in the public spotlight. She's on all the talk shows. I believe whatever Democrat gets the nomination, Michelle Obama will be the vice presidential running mate, because that's why Obama has not endorsed anybody, and he's trying to keep Sanders down. This is going to be the price for Obama, the Chicago machine, the Hollywood progressive machine that loves Obama, the Hollywood propaganda machine. This is going to be the price to get Obama's support. What does Frank think about that? Thanks, Frank.
All right. Well, Frank, he's got a point there, but then again, I'll throw one more in it. It's still Hillary Clinton hanging out there in the rafters, way out there.
Well, and you saw in the last election that the Obamas weren't that supportive of Mrs. Clinton. They wasn't wholehearted anyway.
Nope.
You know, As to Michelle Obama, I'm sure there he is leveraging his endorsement for something very, very good for his wife, whether it's vice president or ambassadorship, who knows. But that's the way Chicago politics works. You wash your back, I'll wash yours. So whoever is going to get the Obama nod is definitely going to do something nice for the Obamas. That's just the way Chicago works. So there's a point to what he's saying. I'm not sure if it's going to be vice president because I don't know if the Obamas and the DNC are that tight anymore after the last election. But his endorsement still makes a difference to a lot of sycophants in on the left. So
their choice was. Oh wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Let's see. This is from Susie. NBC News has not seen a copy of the manuscript or verified the report, which cited multiple sources familiar with Bolton's account. Again, that's a bunch of double talk because nobody yet has vetted this. It's a manuscript.
Well, and even then, it's a report of a manuscript. You know, I mean, this is how many the Steele dossier. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a report of a manuscript that hasn't been vetted. So let's put it into context there.
Yeah.
Mainstream media can't be trusted. So until they come up with that bundle of paper and show it to somebody, I'm not even sure they have it.
Well, let's go to the phone lines here because I think we got a long distance caller. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning. I heard that Hillary Clinton had a phone call with the president. She asked him if Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court justice, passes away, could she have her position? And he answered her, sure, it's all right at the funeral home.
All right, thanks. All right. Well, that's a funny for the day. I got him. He's got us there. But here's Eric chiming in via Facebook, the chat room. He's saying, I absolutely agree. Do not discount Michelle Obama for anything.
Well, and remember, if a Democrat gets in, there is going to be at least one spot on the Supreme Court that's going to come up, and that probably will be Ginsburg's spot. There's a lot of payback that can be done by appointing somebody who has a law degree. And remember, you don't need to have a law degree to be a Supreme Court justice.
We had a president years ago, and I can't remember which one it was, but we had a president, past president, that was named Supreme Court justice by a current president. Many years ago.
So there's a lot of things that can be done with giving back to the people who support you. And with the way that the Democrat Party is today, completely on its knees for the progressives within their party, that's what the progressives will do. They will reward people by putting the most radical people into positions of longevity.
And because Michelle, and we're running out of time, but because Michelle got that Grammy last night, by the way, they're now up for the Oscar. You know that?
You walk the carpet, baby.
They're going to get one. Watch and see whether they deserve it or not. Okay, Frank, we'll talk to you Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, stay low is indeed the operative word. Speaking of stay low, that goes for you guys in the chat room, too. Stay low. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
He was a hero to basketball fans. Former L.A. Lakers star Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter had been killed in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
We're waiting the arrival of the coroner's office to assist in the recovery of the remains. As the chief indicated, there were no survivors. We have a manifest that indicates that there was 9 people on board the aircraft, the pilot plus 8 individuals.
Kobe Bryant won 5 NBA championships for the Lakers. He won 2 gold medals as part of the U.S. Olympic team, and he also won an Oscar. Conditions were reportedly very foggy at the time of the crash. He is survived by his wife, Vanessa, and daughters, Natalia, Bianca, and newborn, Capri. Bryant was 41 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in, for opining in. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, coming up, Two Guys Gun Show, I'm going to be over there in Largo coming up on February the 8th and 9th, but we'll be there February the 8th. Myself and the lovely Susie Q will be there from 9 to 3 at the Midreg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue, which is right there in Largo. Looking forward to seeing as many of you as can make it there for that. It's the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show, very popular event. They do very well in bringing in a lot of people to see what it is they have. By the way, if you're into black powder guns, and guess what? They got black powder guns. So there you go. So stop by and see them. And by the way, the website, twoguysshows.com to find out more. Twoguysshows.com to find out more. And you might even see Patrick Hyland there. Good morning, Mr. P.H.
What is going on, Captain? How are you today, sir?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Now, listen, I realize we need to talk a little bit about Kobe Bryant. We've kind of talked that Wonderland Blue in the face, but let's talk about the accomplishments. Now, he was going to be, this year was going to be his first shot at the NBA Hall of Fame, and I believe he'll be voted in posthumously.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you, Captain, 100%. What a great career. You know, he kind of started that rush of letting high school kids come to the NBA and play, and he didn't disappoint. That guy gave you everything every night that he had, and great ball player, really a good guy, Captain. He did a lot for the community there, and he's going to be sadly missed. The sad part is his daughter, you know, 13 years of old age, passes away, and, you know, his lady and the kids. That's the sad part about all this. And
yeah, and she was an up-and-coming star. There was a report about her. She was really good at girls' basketball.
Yeah, she was. You know, she kept escalating the way she was. College would have easily been a choice for her. You know, Michael Jordan had some nice comments to make because they were very dear friends. Mark Cuban did a nice gesture. Captain 24 will never be worn again, you know, by a Dallas Maverick, so in honor of Kobe. So, you know, tragic situation. You know what it goes to show you, Captain? That's why we need to love each other and take care of each other and respect and appreciate each other every day while we're on this earth. And I hope that's what the people get the lessons from on this.
Well, we'll know soon enough. But anyway, let's go to what's going on. We got the Super Bowl coming up Sunday. Everybody's prepared for that. The Super Bowl experience is going on right now this week, full scale down there in Miami, right?
Yes, sir, it is. Yep, it's going to be a big week. You know, a lot of interviews, a lot of shock, a lot of hype, a lot of storylines with the Kansas City and San Fran playing in this game. So we shall see what happens. It should be a great game. I hope it doesn't disappoint. I hope it's one of the better Super Bowls, not a blowout either way. And be a lot of fun to watch and people to enjoy, to say the least.
Now,
Mark Leishman.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Captain.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, Mark Leishman beat John Ram to win the Farmers Insurance Open by one out there in California. Tiger Woods had a good showing, so we'll see how that starts for him the rest of the year. And,
the Daytona 500 is right around the corner.
It sure is, man. Well, Wayne Taylor Racing, you know, won their second consecutive Rolex 24 at Daytona. So congratulations to that group, and it's always fun. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. First year, Captain, as you've been publicizing, and you like it, and I hope you're right. I hope it works out great. Starting Daytona, ending Daytona. I mean, that's where, you know, racing has always been known to be very popular, and people really enjoy that. So,
well, it makes sense because you have the biggest race of the whole year to start with, Daytona. So why not bring back the championship race to Daytona at the end of the year?
Yeah, I agree. I just, but the weather would be nice there in Daytona there. And
now, this will give Daytona three races, you realize.
Correct. So,
and that's okay. That's okay, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, people love coming down to Daytona to watch racing. So it's a very popular sport in the South. And, that's a lot of people from the South can get there very easily. So it should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the season to start and see who's going to make it happen this year. I liked a few years ago, Captain, when a lot of rookies won. And I hope that happens this year, too. I don't like when the favorite wins all the time. I like having a different winner every week just to spice things up and change things up. But that's me. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'd say the best driver wins on any given day. I don't care if they're a rookie or what they are, period.
Well, there you go.
But and whoever's driving the best that day gets it. Now, let's talk about Major League Baseball, because right around the corner, too, is spring training. Yep. And hello, Grapefruit League.
Oh, you got the Grapefruit League, got the Cactus League. It's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens. And, you know, speaking of the Hall of Fame, like you did earlier, Captain, Derek Jeter was 99.7% unanimously voted into the Hall of Fame. How does somebody keep him off the ballot, Captain? Can you help me out with that one?
Yeah, they don't like him.
Okay.
They don't like him. It's a competitive team. It's a sports writer in another town, and they just didn't like him. That's what it is.
Yeah, and how silly is that? I mean, I don't care how you feel about someone. You have to give the guy his due. You know, I'm not a big Yankee fan. I like the Mets, but you have to respect the organization. You have to respect what George Steinbrenner has been with that organization and who's ever played for it, just like Tom Brady. You might not like him, but you have to give the man credit. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to spring training cranking up, getting the pitchers and catchers here in just probably a couple weeks, Captain. They'll have to report to camp and start stretching and loosening up and getting ready.
in a couple of weeks on a Saturday, I'm going to be, I'm going to be down. Well, no, I won't be down in Port Charlotte until, let me find this out, March. So that'll be grapefruit season going on there, Grapefruit League, and March 21st, 22nd, I'll be in Port Charlotte. Then April 25th and 26th, I'll be back down in Port Charlotte. And I think this Grapefruit League will be going on still at that time, right?
No, sir. No, sir. You'll be there for the last weekend of spring training, which is good. It's a fun weekend to go and just check them out. And,
well, maybe I can see the race when I'm down there.
Absolutely. And you get to see a couple good starting pitchers normally that last weekend just before they fly out to get ready for the season. So, no, it should be a lot of fun down there, to say the least.
And we'll see, because somebody told me they like baseball, so I guess we'll have a chance to find out.
Yes, we will. We'll have to go down there and watch a couple games. Captain, you betcha, man. That'll be a lot of fun. We'll take some of the crew we know and some of the people that have helped out over the course of the year.
All right, now we're running out of time here, so you got to tell everybody what it is you do, or you're not going to have a chance to go for it.
Yeah, man. No, I just help out people Monday through Friday with their insurance needs. I'm on the Captain Show every Monday and Friday having a good time talking sports, but when it comes to your finances or your insurances, if you need a second set of eyes, give me a call, Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. No matter what, you're going to have a good opinion on what you currently have, and should you switch or should you stay? A lot of times I tell people stay with what they have. They're fine. There's no need to switch. It's not about making a sale. It's about making a friend, and that's what I've always believed in. It's done me well over my 30 years in this business. If you have any concerns, any thoughts, looking to save a couple dollars, looking to get a better plan for yourself and your family, please don't hesitate to give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. I've helped out the captain and a lot of our personal friends, a lot of military guys with their insurance needs as well as their VA benefits they might be entitled to that they weren't sure they could get. So all we can do again is try and see what we can get for you. So don't hesitate to give me a call. I'm here for the veterans and the civilians to help them out with their insurance needs. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Thank you so much, Captain. Take care and God bless, and I'll see you soon.
Hang on a second. I'm going to talk to you in the break. Hang on a second. Okay, well, Patrick Highland. And by the way, I got to remind everybody, remind you that coming up here on February the 8th, Two Guys Gun Show. We're going to be in Largo, the lovely Susie Q and myself in Largo at the Mid-Reg Hall, which is located on 126th Avenue. No, that's 6340 126th Avenue. And for those of you folks that don't know where it's at, it's called the Mid-Reg Hall. And it's an area where in Largo that you're kind of just off the beaten path a little bit from Gandy and whatnot, but you're not that far away or that far out of things. All right, I'm coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Final segment coming up. Going to do a beach and boating forecast. Got to tell you about, some friends of ours down below there in the big city and in Sarasota. And we've also got some more things to talk about as we close the show off today. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And before we get involved with our Freedom Boat Club beach and boating forecast, I want to remind everybody about checking out my buddies down there at Only Eyes Optical in Sarasota. Because if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you're active military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your glasses, then check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call at 941-444-7984 and schedule an eye appointment because they have an optometrist there. And then after that, Diana Reeson, the licensed optician, will take care of all your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price you have from one of those big box stores. Bring the ad along with you. How's that? So, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Phone number 941-444-7984. That's 941-444-7984. And tell her the captain sent you. Alrighty, are you ready? Because here we go. Alrighty, it's time for the beach and boating forecast for a Monday for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And today, there will be some scattered showers around. It's already been raining out there in the area. But once the rain clears off, and it will, it'll be partly sunny and breezy during the course of the day. Now, they're predicting a wind that could come up and be anywhere from 10 to 15 knots. A light to moderate chop in the water, seas 2 to 3 feet. Now, both the Gulf and the Bay water temperature today are at 63 degrees. Low tide comes at 9:53 a.m. High tide comes at 4:31 p.m. this afternoon. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, right here in my backyard, has the largest franchise of all the franchises all across the country. And there's 206 of them right now located across the country, many of whom are within the sound of my voice. They've got 3 in Canada, 6 in France. Yep, parlez-vous français. 1 in the UK, 1 in Australia. The Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, right here. 450 boats at 28 ports, and that's all growing. Now, they're going to add more boats, bring it up to 600 by the end of the year, and bring it up to about 48 ports, maybe as high as 50. They're going over towards Lake County and Marion County and all the way up to Gainesville with new locations. How about them apples? So, here's what you do. If you want to join, or you want to find out more, if you join right now, you'll get everybody will get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Everybody will get $1,000 off. But if you happen to be active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, you'll get an extra $500 on top of that $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. After that, all you pay is a monthly fee, and you're on your way. Now, membership has its advantages because your membership gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Now, go over to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did because you'll be out on the water in no time, having a great time in a Freedom Boat Club boat. Well, Joy Villa, I believe I'm pronouncing her name right, last night rocked him and socked him at the Grammys. She's a singer, and she showed up wearing what started out to be a white gown, but underneath her white gown was a Trump dress. And on the front of it, it had Trump 2020 in a beautiful red dress. And on the back, it was one of those backless dresses. On the back, she had impeached and reelected down to the floor on her backside, down to the bottom. Now, this isn't the first time she's done something like this, but at the Grammys, I'll tell you what, it worked for me. I mean, I laughed when I saw that. I laughed, and I didn't watch the Grammys. I saw it on Facebook, and then I posted it, and it's making the rounds out there right now, and I think Susie Q just posted it over there on her page, too. So there you go. Now, keep in mind that you all know that this New York Times Bloomberg story about Bolton is something that's not even a story because the headline infers something which it's not. Bolton's book alleges Trump tied aid to investigations. His book isn't out yet. It hasn't been written yet. It hasn't been published yet. There are notes, there are manuscripts, notes that haven't been officially vetted or agreed to be able to be published because guess what? They have to be approved by the NSA before they can be published because of the position that John Bolton had. Hello, come in. So somebody that could have been a ghostwriter, and I'm thinking it was, or somebody at the publisher's office where they're going to be producing this book, one or the other, leaked information to the New York Times. And the New York Times came up with this cockamamie headline. Now, we can't even be sure if the manuscript is authentic, even though some people are saying it looks like John Bolton. Well, looks like, acts like, talks like isn't true until it's verified. So before everybody goes jumping all over the place, goes, look, look at what President Trump, look at this. And the Democrats are already doing it. MSNBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, they're all jumping all over this. They're making a big mistake. Because they're going to get their butts handed to them when this all comes out in the wash. Now, you know that this is going to be one of the things they're going to drive home when they get their chance again. After the Republicans get done with their debunking of the Democrats and they get into the witness calling and all that sort of stuff, you know the Democrats are going to be all over going, look, we got to call witnesses because of this New York Times thing. Yep. Well, can't wait to hear that argument. Because like I said, it's a manuscript. Not confirmed, not verified, a manuscript. And nobody knows whether or not it's actually official. First of all. Second of all, because it has not been authorized or cleared, as you will, by the NSA, then it's nothing. It's nothing. So think about that for a second. So what do you got? You got a whole lot of nothing, so quit worrying about it for the people that have been going, oh, my God, look at this, the president's doing. No, he's not. Oh, no, he's not. Now, today, Monday, we're going to come back. You're going to hear all about what's going to go on again in Washington, D.C. We'll see where all that goes. It's going to be another day-long adventure starting at 10 o'clock. And, oh, by the way, speaking of day-long adventure, if you got nothing better to do, go check out my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. If you're thinking about sprucing up your home a little bit, you want some blinds, shades, or shutters, or some other stuff for inside your home, they're a Hunter Douglas dealer at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. They also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, which is something try to get the big box stores to do for you. It won't happen. Now, stop by and see Jill and gang and the gang in the store. When you see that red, white, and blue Dominic's truck out there, I guarantee it's going to be Kevin out in there, so give him a little toot to the horn, say howdy, howdy. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. Just stop by the store if you want to, and tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. And, yep, they come to Tampa. So you folks here in Tampa, you folks in Sarasota, you folks down in Englewood, and anywhere in between, give them a call. Give them a call. All right, here comes the music up in my ear. That means it's time for me to skedaddle, get on out the door. It's going to be an interesting day today. All the things that are going on, National Transportation Safety Board will be arriving in California. You'll be hearing some preliminaries on that. They'll also be removing the bodies from the wreckage today because, as we explained earlier, they can't do that until the NTSB gets there, takes a look at everything. It's all part of their investigation. And then they'll go from there. All righty. I'll be back tonight with more. Stay low. Have a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people right here. God.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.